clouds and showers each afternoon. This pattern is going to be holding together much of the week, some improving with some more heat and less rain chance could be coming back over the weekend. Overnight 70s with a spotty storm or two. Likely midday afternoon tomorrow, if not sooner. Thunderstorms the same expected Thursday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, August 13th, 9 to 5. Sunday, August 14th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Saturday, August 13th, 9 to 5. Sunday, August 14th, 10 to 4. At the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All alone. Where are you? Well, I'm not in Mar-a-Lago. Thank God. Not an FBI officer, thank God. I've been trying to tell you, these guys, members on the Council of Foreign Relations, or it's tied to, and it started whenever the Council on Foreign Relations gets in trouble, or gets looked into, or gets looked at sideways, they spawn another one just in case. The first is the Davos Bilderbergs, or it's a more illustrious Council on Foreign Relations. The next one would be Trilateral Commission, started by Jimmy Carter. He was the founding member. He didn't start it. It was Kissinger and a bunch of other people who started it. Kissinger is one I've been pointing out for a very long time, who's had, you know, somebody told me the other day that Kissinger is the bagman for the Illuminati. The Illuminati is real. It's Spectre, as Ian Fleming wrote James Bond. He is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. And he's probably a member on the Royal Institute for International Affairs also. But all of these organizations, agencies, have members that should, every single one of them, should file with the State Department as foreign agents. Because, and they shouldn't have the legal right to run. Look at who these people are. They're all beholding to the royal crown. That's what I've been saying. The deep state is the royal crown. I don't know what I have to say. You know, it's never been done before. Why do you think they're carrying on three impeachment proceedings? The third one, the latest one, the most involved, was because, and Trump hasn't ceded his right to run for office again yet, because he's still, some would say, still in office, because he won the vote, he won the election. That's why all this bizarro world stuff has been going on, like the president-elect. Why do you think Biden continued to say that? He watched the election carried on from his basement with all the other good folks hanging out in their basement, where Trump is out there slinging it, trying to get votes any way he can up to the last minute. And Biden's just comfortably saying, I don't need to do that. Come on, people. We've been taken over. There's been a coup. It hasn't been. It didn't happen with Biden. It didn't happen, with George Bush. It didn't happen with George Bush Sr. It happened a long time ago in, the midst of World War II that we are supposed to have won. We lost. But you can go back to even World War I. If I said World War I, I meant II. But World War II, said you can go back to the Federal Administrative Procedure Act that married all three branches together under the president. So many other things, but we renamed the Department of Defense, or named it the Department of Defense. We took the Department of War and started calling it the Department of Defense. It was renamed, and it was moved. It was also moved. I don't think it would have been as apparent if the name had changed or the name had stayed the same, the Department of War, and it was moved into Article 2. Yeah. If it was moved into Article 2, because then it would have been more apparent. Why did you move Article 2, the Department of War, into Article 2? Why'd you do that? And people would say, scratching their heads, well, it used to be in Article 1 before World War II. Article 1. Oh, yeah, we used to have to declare war, too. And it used to have to be debated by Congress. And, a declaration of war renewed every 2 years, if it didn't end before 2 years, a new declaration of war or continued war. I don't know what we did in World War II, but that's when it all changed. So saying that they didn't do this, they didn't do that, they did this, wouldn't matter much. I don't hear anybody else talking about it except me. The Department of War was in Article 1, the legislature, because, and I don't know, I haven't gotten this deep into it, probably needs a good analysis. I don't know if it was then moved into Article 2, the Article 1 Department of War, when it became active and it was held under the president. He is the commander in chief under the executive branch. I don't know if it moved under Article 2. And then it was upended, turned over when it ended, when Congress no longer funded it. The president's powers ended, and it was restored to Article 1. But I know for sure it has moved and remained under the president, under executive branch, under Article 2. The president has more powers than a king. He can make war. He can fund a war. He can, you know, move money. He is basically a king. And he's been put into this position by the Royal British Yiddish German Crown. And I'm saying it, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, until I'm no longer able to speak. It's the British Crown. Everything we're going through, everything we're seeing, blame it on the crown. Just look at the movement of Harry and Meghan Markle. All this stuff that's happened over the last 50, 75 years. I don't know what to say. I am, you know, pretty much screwed. We'll be back. We're going to break. 504-556-9696. 504-556-9696.
Business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Did the winter weather leave your windows looking gloomy? Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. Call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee, at 504-264-5811 on the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office. I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie, where we do windows and a whole lot more.
All right, coming back. I could, you know, Alex Jones is just figuring out now that our courts are corrupt. I could have told him that years ago. As a maritime officer, we are considered wards under admiralty to the courts in Congress because so many laws have been passed to protect us. And you have the Italians. And not Italian Americans or American Italians and people who love the United States, but people who have, you know, there's underlings working here who are in the mob. They call it the mob for a reason. It's like the Democratic Party. They are working for the crown, the Italian crown. They are carrying on misdeeds. They've been, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party have worked with the mob for a long time. They've seen it as a nuisance. But they didn't realize that it was the old world royal families. You don't have a don for no reason. You know, kiss the ring. They've taken over the maritime labor unions. Mike Sacco was in charge when I got out of it back in the day. They charged me in 2000, so 19, 20 years ago. When they charged me, I had to stop shipping because I had to make myself available for when they ever held a military tribunal. They're not supposed to hold a military tribunal of me, but I'm, you know, seeing how corrupt it is, how evil it is, because it is evil. I mean, you know, come on. Why would they charge somebody with being depressed and prosecute him for that? That's stupid. Let somebody take their retirement and go that way. Work something out, but that's not what it was about. That's not who it is. The Department of Homeland Security was created by 1-322-8 executive order. 1-322-8. The 322, that's why it has to be abolished, because it's been created under, it's not the only reason. They've got 78 listening centers or federal fusion centers around the United States. They're Stasi centers. Stasi. I've been saying this forever. And look what Bush dealt with, where he's gone into his home and broken open his safe. everything should have been itemized when those federal officers took the documents. A list should have been handed over to, you know, just more or less highlighting them, or, you know, he should have had, you know, 15 boxes, 30 federal FBI guys and girls. They could have easily, you know, itemized it, the number of pages, clipped it, secured it, done something so both parties could look at it together and, you know, leave it right where it's at, keep a guard on it, and make arrangements to you know, custody, carry on custody of the papers. But that wasn't the general intent. It wasn't to do it above the board. It wasn't to protect their records. You know, if you're not mad at what I've been bringing out, maybe this will make you mad enough to do something, to get involved, to be pissed off, to support me and my station, my WGSO. I'll be on Jeff Carrere's program Friday at 9:30, 7:30 Central Time, 9:30 Pacific, talking about many of the things that I've laid out, you know, over the years. The Bush family, Cheney, Rumsfeld, they're all members of the same, the Council on Foreign Relations. Say it again, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is tied to the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is tied to BlackRock, because BlackRock is owned and controlled by the Queen. The Crown owns the Council on Foreign Relations because the Council on Foreign Relations, BlackRock, is a corporate member of. All right, we got some James Bond music, finally. Ian Fleming, the guy who wrote James Bond, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He referred to the Council on Foreign Relations and the World Economic Forum and its Young Global Leader Program as Spectre. As Spectre. They are evil. It is the Crown. I wish people would stop calling it the Deep State and start calling it for what it is, the Royal Crown. Maybe.
It's Jeff Carrere, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks, at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A new national survey of small business owners says inflation is still the number one worry they face. Marsan Goldsby has more.
They're worried about not having the stability they need to feel safe spending money. Don McVeigh is the state director of the National Federation of Independent Business.
When you start to look at how you keep a bottom line afloat in the black and not in the red, you have to cut things that you don't necessarily want to cut.
Unfilled jobs, price increases. McVeigh says the IRS is about to be given billions more to scrape up every possible dollar, thanks to the National Inflation Reduction Act. I'm Marsan Goldsby.
Police in Bossier City responded to a shooting incident this morning, very close to the RV Carr Elementary School. No children were present, but school teachers and staff were. At least one shooting victim was taken to a hospital. That person's condition is unknown. BCPD is investigating. This is news from LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag Magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Ag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Ag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Ag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now, online at TigerRag.com.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone.
So after World War II, we were so fat, dumb, and happy that we won the war with nuclear weapons. It scared everybody into a not thinking clearly mode. We changed the Constitution, or let it be changed. Going back to World War I, J.P. Morgan Jr., not the Archie Morgan of now at times, J.P. Morgan Jr., who was started the Federal Reserve and the income tax. He did it for his father, J.P. Morgan Sr., who gave us our Civil War and funded it and profited from it, profited from both sides of it. These guys have been playing at this forever. They took, well, and it goes back to Rome. They took 600 years to finally conquer Britain. And they, you know, they did what the Romans do. And it's that old of a system. You know, Israel used to be a Persian nation, a Persian empire, before it was taken over and fought for and put under the Roman crown. I say Roman crown instead of Roman rule or Roman Empire or Roman Republic, because it was a crown. It's always been a crown. A republic can only last maybe 200 years, if it's lucky, 150 at best. By paying attention to history, and that means that every citizen, every civilian, every person needs to be taught in civics of what a republic really is. A democratic, because they've destroyed the democratic institutions like the vote, as much as they have restored, bludgeoned to death the republic or republican ideals and ideas of a, you know, I've given the example that you voting is a democratic institution. Voting for an individual who becomes an office leader is a democratic institution, or no, excuse me, a republic or republican institution. These were hybrids. These were can't think of the word for the harder I try, the harder it makes it. It'll come to me, but this is hard for me, and I've been doing it for almost 20 years, and I've been getting out about our merchant marine. It's gone. Why is that? They privatized it and then they sold it off overseas. It's a no-brainer. So we've got companies like Sealand, and that is owned by, or was owned by, A.P. Moller, which is Dutch. It's a Dutch shipping company, and a lot more. A.P. Moller is a huge concern. It's a huge company. You know, they sent in to live here with us, among us, from the inception of what it means to be the United States in 1776. They put people, and they've had more and more coming in to what a republic is not, who are not trained on or know of what a republic is and how important it is for everyone to be involved. I wish I had been able to do more. I wish I had spoke up more. It's not like I haven't tried. I did a video back in 2006 on collectivism. I had on G. Edward Griffin and Aaron Russo was supposed to come on, and I spoke of the collectivism. I'm just really, really sad to see our Merchant Marine go goodbye, to see our flag on American sovereign soil. See, and you know, the British are acting as if they are Americans, taking on American ideals, but running them into the ground intentionally because they want to restore royal rule. And, you know, the World Economic Forum, don't forget Elon Musk is one, and you can count what he's doing now as laurels somehow to be placed in his crown. But, you know, I don't trust him. I think he's been modified. He has a plant in him, just like the Neuralink that he keeps pitching. In my entire life, you know, has been consumed by this. The APL Jackson was a, you know, it's involved. I didn't do anything on it, basically. They prosecuted me for my complaints and grievances that I filed about, you know, being fired unfairly, unjustly, whatever. I'm supposed to be allowed to arbitrate it, and you know the union said they would, and then they stuck me in the proceedings of the Coast Guard, where the Coast Guard prosecuted me for what I grieved and what I complained about instead of listening. They prosecuted me. I filed grievances first within the shipping companies, and I filed I went to everybody and their mother. NTSB, no good. Went to the National Labor Relations Board. Everything and anything you can think of. Before I filed in federal court, and then I found out, you know, how corrupt they are. right in the middle of, and as I filed, 9/11 happened, and you know, the rest is history. It wasn't a takeover, because they'd already taken over. It was to shore up the power of the executive under George Bush. You know, Bill Clinton did the same thing with what he was involved with, NAFTA, the NAFTA Implementation Act. These people are scoundrels. They are beholden to the crown, to the king, to the queen of England. I can't say it enough. I hope somebody picks it up someday. Somebody with a bigger audience than I have. I think I can count them on one hand. We'll be back. 504-556-9696.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Come back. We're back. See, the Democrats aren't Democrats. They're royalists. Hello. Hey, music. 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 Kill the music. Okay, thanks. You can't really call them even Democrats, and there's plenty of Republicans who are of the same ilk, like Paul Ryan, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, rhinos or Republicans in name only. There's so many of them. You can't wait. You got a clear house. Like Liz Cheney should have been kicked out of the Republican Party a long time ago. Oh, well, we'll wait and we'll be, there's time to do it. No, there's not. The time is nigh. I can't say enough, and I've tried to put it out in my own words of who is involved. To say that, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, they're our foreign policy arm. They are our arm of foreign policy. Foreign policy is everything. It gets into everything. And they have them all over the world. There are these secret societies, secret agencies, secret organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations that, come on, what do you need more? Its logo is the rider on a white horse, the first horse of the four riders of the apocalypse. What more do you need? God. I try to explain it to people, and not that I can do that very well anymore. My voice and memory is frustrating me beyond belief. Let's go to Cajun Buccaneer. Cajun, don't say, can you hear me?
Sure, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Mr. Shine, listen up. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Stop.
You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, Mr. Eric Shine, how much I care and love about your radio station, because you'll never take my sunshine away. Thanks for exposing the Fascist Bureau of Invaders and all the other alphabet organizations that are trying to destroy the United States of America. But we don't need to defund the police or the military. We need to defund the FBI and the CIA and the Nazi Ku Klux Klan Plan Scam Parenthood. Brothers and sisters, we turn away from our sins. God will help us heal our land. Every time you give money to these organizations, they're using it.
Well, no, wait. The Coast Guard is a perfect example. The Coast Guard, every time you pay the Coast Guard for your fees for your vessel, and you register or document your vessel with the Coast Guard instead of with the state, you're giving money to these Nazis to use against you. I'm serious. Think about
it. Boycott. All of them. Don't spend no money at all. Don't give them any of our money because they're using it to destroy us.
You're taking money away from your state coffers. Not that that matters anymore, like have Newsom out here. But why would you do that to register with the Coast Guard? That is a federal bureaucracy. It's a branch of military. You can register with the state Department of Motor Vehicles, or you can register with a branch of military.
Definition is a zombie. That's right. Gruesome Gavin Newsom is a zombie that's working for the New World Order, deep police state, Nazi, communist, British Chi-Com Association.
He's tied to Who's the oil magnet? Getty, John Paul Getty. John Paul Getty took him under his arm and adopted him, basically. John Paul Getty is a Rothschild. He's either a Rothschild by name or by activity. He's using his wealth. He's, you know, John Paul Getty is dead now, but the name carries on into perpetuity. He is an oil baron. He's a robber baron. It's a robber barons from the 1800s that took over the United States then. They've never, ever let go of it. And they've done this for the crown.
Every time I hear you, Mr. Eckstein, you blow me away with how much knowledge you know, because I'm almost 70 years old, and you remember everything that I know, and you know more things than I know. Because you know the truth, brothers and sisters. You know what can set you free. Eric, your show blows me away. I love it very much. I'll always tune in, and I'll always listen to you, because you give out a wealth of knowledge to the public that everybody needs to know, like the alphabet organizations. You expose them all the time. The Council of Foreign Relations, the FBI, the CIA.
All these agencies that come under the Federal Administrative Procedure Act should be no more, because it's marrying all three great powers together. The legislative, the executive, and the judicial. You've got to get involved, people.
Yes, yes. Defund them. Stop them. Don't defund the police and the military. Defund all those people that's trying to destroy our United States of America. These are organizations that are all Nazi, Chi-Com, British organizations that, you know, are trying to make the world into a new world.
Why do you think the Revenue Cutter Marine was disbanded when it was started by Hamilton? It's because they didn't want a central federal constabulary police force.
Stop the IRSS now before they destroy us all. They hired 386,000 more people to kill us. Wake up. Amen.
Yep. It's an army, people. It's an army. An army. Just because they are coming out under the IRS doesn't mean that they can't attack you. IRS was started the same time the income tax was started. The same time the Federal Reserve was started. Whoa. And they were started by the British Crown. See you Wednesday. Yeah, Thursday.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 a.m.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is condemning the